Hello, this is a Mentioning Les podcast from mentioninglez.com. You're going to hear a report on the American economy. Listen to the following questions. 1. Which country has the second largest economy? 2. When does Barack Obama become president? 3. Who declared a fiscal emergency last Monday? 4. What does Wayne Jeffries do for a living? What's his job? 5. How much did the Jeffries family used to spend on Christmas presents and decorations?
A lot of people have thought for months that the United States is in a recession. But the economy is not officially in a recession until a private research organization says it is. Guess what? Last Monday, the National Bureau of Economic Research announced that the United States has been in a recession for the past year. Economists on the Business Cycle Dating Committee met by conference call on Friday, November 28th. They decided that economic activity reached a high point in December of 2007. It peaked after 8 years of expansion. The United States was last in a recession from March to November of 2001. Some economists say the current recession could last into 2010.
The United States has the world's largest economy. Japan has the second largest. It, too, is in a recession, officially announced on November 17th. That was 4 days after Germany confirmed a recession in its economy, the largest in Europe. One way to measure an economy is by the value of goods and services produced within a country, its gross domestic product. The latest estimate shows that America's GDP fell by 0.5% between July and September. It also shrank at the end of last year. But in between, it grew. Recessions are commonly defined as at least 6 months in a row of decrease in GDP. The committee does not use this definition. Instead, it uses a number of different reports to identify a recession. The economic crisis began with the collapse of property values, the bursting of the housing bubble in the United States. Investments built on high-risk mortgage loans became toxic. No one wanted to trust banks that owned them. Credit markets froze. Governments around the world have had to intervene aggressively to support their financial systems.
Barack Obama has to wait until January 20th to become president, but he has already moved faster than most newly elected presidents to name his economic team. He wants to get an early start on an economic recovery plan big enough to contain the recession. His goal is to save or create 2.5 million jobs by January of 2011. He wants Congress to have legislation ready for him to sign into law soon after he takes office.
Last Tuesday, President-elect Obama met with the nation's governors in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He said he wants their help in designing his economic recovery plan. State and local governments are collecting less tax money as a result of falling property values, rising unemployment, and other problems. Most of the 50 states are required to balance their budgets. Most are now facing deficits. So that means they have to cut services or raise taxes, or both. Last Monday, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger declared a fiscal emergency in California. He acted under a constitutional amendment passed by state voters in 2004. It requires California to balance its budget. The declaration lets the governor call a special meeting of the legislature to pass measures within 45 days to deal with the budget crisis. He wants a combination of spending cuts and tax increases in the nation's most populous state. Early estimates show that over the next 18 months, California's budget deficit could reach $28 billion. That is more than double the current shortfall. Governor Schwarzenegger warned that without quick action, California could be out of money in February.
Motorists are happy at the drop in fuel prices, but economically speaking, there is not much else to be happy about. Stock prices climb one day, then fall the next. Investments and retirement savings have shrunk. The economic downturn has millions of people worried about keeping their jobs and their homes. Americans have cut back on spending, and not just for things like travel and entertainment or new cars. Some are limiting medical and dental care to only the services they need most. They may be saving money, but also taking a risk.
One family trying to save money is the Jeffries of Carbondale, Colorado. Sarah Jeffries and her husband Wayne have two children, a son, age 5, and a daughter, age 2. Wayne Jeffries is a manager for a construction company. Sarah says other builders in the area are letting workers go because of weak demand. She says her husband's company has projects through the middle of next year, but no one knows what will happen after that.
Fear of losing a job is a big reason why people are looking to save money. Sarah Jeffries says she buys things only when the price has been reduced. She gets all the children's clothes from used clothing stores. She says the family does not eat at restaurants as much as they used to. Sarah also says she looks for money-saving coupons to use at the grocery store because of high food prices. And she makes an extra effort not to waste any food. One or two times a week, the Jeffries have what they call picnic night. That is, the kids call it picnic night. To the parents, it provides a way to use foods left over from meals earlier in the week. But Sarah serves the leftovers on plates on a blanket on the floor and says the children love it.
Saving money is also a goal this holiday season at the Jeffries house. Sarah says the family used to spend about $1,500 on Christmas gifts and decorations each year. But this year, she says, they will spend between $700 and $800. One way they are cutting back is by reducing the number of gifts they buy. Sarah and Wayne generally exchange Christmas gifts with each other and with her parents and brother who live in the area. This year, the adults have all decided not to buy each other gifts. Instead, they are each putting $50 toward a Nintendo Wii video game system that they plan to share. Americans are better known for spending money than for saving it, but now some are trying to save by reducing the debt they owe on credit cards. Others are trying to avoid taking on new debt. Still others have had their credit limits reduced as a result of the financial crisis. The CoinStar company reports that almost one-fourth of Americans say they are paying for purchases with cash more often than they did a year ago. Using cash, they say, helps them manage their money better and reduce credit card debt.
Did you answer the questions? Listen and check. 1. Which country has the second largest economy? Japan. 2. When does Barack Obama become president? 20th January. 3. Who declared a fiscal emergency last Monday? Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. 4. What does Wayne Jeffries do for a living? What's his job? He's a manager for a construction company. 5. How much did the Jeffries family used to spend on Christmas presents and decorations? About $1,500. When we talk about the economy and finance, it's common to use language that describes trends, tendencias. We talk about things rising and falling, prices going up and down, etc. Listen and repeat the following expressions from the report. Listen. Economic activity reached a high point. Repeat. A high point. Reached a high point. Economic activity. Economic activity reached a high point. Economic activity reached a high point. Listen. It peaked after 8 years. To peak means alcanzar su punto más alto, or llegar al máximo. The peak of a mountain is the cumbre or pico. Repeat. 8 years. After 8 years. peaked after 8 years. It peaked after 8 years. It peaked after 8 years. Listen. It shrank at the end of last year. To shrink means to get smaller. Encogerse for clothes, or reducirse in this context. Shrink is an irregular verb. Shrink, shrank, shrunk. Repeat. Shrink, shrank, shrunk. Repeat. Last year, at the end of last year, it shrank at the end of last year. It shrank at the end of last year. Listen. Falling property values. Repeat. Property values. Falling property values. Falling property values. Listen. Rising unemployment. Repeat. Rising unemployment. Rising unemployment. Listen. America's GDP fell by 0.5%. Repeat. 0.5%. Percent. Half a. Half a percent. Fell by 0.5%. America's GDP. America's GDP. America's GDP fell by 0.5%. America's GDP fell by 0.5%. Listen. In between, it grew. Grew is the past of grow, another irregular verb. Grow, grew, grown. Repeat. Grow, grew, grown. Repeat. It grew. In between, it grew. In between, it grew. Listen, the collapse of property values. Repeat, property values. The collapse of property values. The collapse of property values. Share prices. The collapse of share prices. Listen. Credit markets froze, to freeze, congelar. Repeat. Credit markets froze. Credit markets froze. Interest rates froze. Share prices froze. Listen. They have to cut services or raise taxes. Repeat. Raise taxes. Cut services or raise taxes. Cut services or raise taxes. They have to cut services or raise taxes. They have to cut services or raise taxes. Listen. The drop in fuel prices. Repeat. Fuel prices. The drop in fuel prices. The drop in fuel prices. Listen. Stock prices climb one day, then fall the next. Repeat. Stock prices climb one day, then fall the next. Stock prices climb one day, then fall the next. Stock prices climb one day, then fall the next. Listen, retirement savings have shrunk. Repeat, have shrunk. Savings have shrunk. Retirement savings have shrunk. Retirement savings have shrunk. Listen. Americans have cut back on spending. Repeat. Spending. Cut back on spending. Americans have cut back on spending. Americans have cut back on spending. Listen. The price has been reduced. Repeat. Reduced. Has been reduced. Has been reduced. The price has been reduced. The price has been reduced. Listen. They are cutting back. Repeat. Cutting back. They are cutting back. They are cutting back. That was a podcast from mentioningles.com. Music was by Anthony Rajakov. The track Waves Trying to Catch a Marble. And also Hace Sol. The track Title 1 from the album Number 1. Creative Commons license from Chamendo.com. The report on America was taken from Voice of America at voanews.com.